Dictation for Christopher, Christophes. Thompson, THOMP, as in Paul, SON. December 2163. Address as a letter to Alexander Anderson, ANDERSONPA, Saginaw, VA. Dear Mr. Anderson, a consultation for Mr. Thompson with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with wife. He has a history of osteosarcoma on the right distal femur, for what he underwent surgery and chemotherapy, a combination of doxorubicin and ifosfamide, through oncology at Grand Rapids. He apparently completed 5 cycles, did not go into this number 6 because of side effects, including hallucinations. According to wife, kidney function before all these events were normal, and creatinine has progressively risen. I have no information of the type of doxorubicin that he used or the accumulated doses of both of them. He is also facing an incidental finding of thyroid cancer and potential surgery by the middle of May. Altogether, he lost 100 pounds of weight even before this problem over the last few years, and at home now is stabilizing around 260 from the lowest level of 250. He says to be eating fair without vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. He does have some degree of frequency, nocturia, but no incontinence. He has a lot of foaminess of the urine. He denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. He uses a cane, no recent falls, pain control with narcotics. He's not using anti-inflammatory agents. Denies discolor of the toes or claudication symptoms. Denies chest pain palpitation syncope. He has a sleep apnea, but unable to use the CPAP machine. Minor degree of dyspnea, some of these from obesity and deconditioning. Uses inhaler as needed. Denies purulent material hemoptysis or oxygen. He sleeps in a recliner, more for comfort because of shoulder pain, not from orthopnea or PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for obesity, hyperlipidemia, diabetes diagnosed at the time of sepsis in 2018. He was in the hospital at Covenant in Saginaw. He's not aware of diabetic retinopathy. He does have neuropathy that extends both feet up to the ankles. There is no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, no documented PAD. He has hypertension, but medications have been adjusted. Was running over the last year in the low side. Atrial fibrillation with prior ablation that failed. He's not aware of coronary artery disease. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis. He's not aware of results of ECHO or MAGA, M-U-G-A, because of exposure to doxorubicin. Denies deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures. Denies chronic liver disease or kidney stones. Does have arthritis, shoulders. Next paragraph, surgeries for the atrial fibrillation ablation, the distal femur osteosarcoma with surgery. At the same time, they did a right sided total knee replacement, prior bilateral hip replacement, extensive surgery on the left ear. He's deaf from that side, but apparently his problems of balance resolved. Prior tonsils adenoids, deviated septum surgery, and prior colonoscopies with benign findings. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include Lipitor, Zyrtec, Eliquis, hydrocodone, metoprolol, Prilosec, oxybutynin for enlargement of the prostate and frequency, potassium replacement, vitamins, vitamin D, Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, and eye drops. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, he smoked for about 30 years, up to 3 packs per day, discontinued like 10, 15 years ago. Occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight in the office 274, at home 260. Blood pressure 100 over 62 on the right, 100 over 60 on the left. Overweight, 70 inches tall, 274. Mild decrease hearing, normal speech. Deafness from the left sided and decreased hearing on the right. Normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross palpable neck masses, no carotid bruise or JVD, no lymph nodes, some wheezing on the bases, no pleural effusion consolidation, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no masses tenderness, about 2-3+ peripheral edema. He uses a cane. He's able to get in and out of the stretcher. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries that I have available are from March, with a creatinine progressively rising up to 3, representing a GFR of 23, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium albumin, normal liver function tests, no phosphorus or PTH, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10, MCB 105. I don't see sample of urine or protein creatinine ratio. A recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, pelvis with PET scan, PET. Shows activity on the right-sided iliac lymph nodes, which reports a minor increase. The abnormalities on the distal right femoral area, incidental gallbladder stones, also increased metabolism on the thyroid nodules, which I do not know if that's what is considered also malignant. Apparently biopsy has been positive, reason for the upcoming surgery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute, now chronic, kidney disease. If this is a steady state, stage 4, associated to chemotherapy for osteosarcoma, distal right femur, the use of doxorubicin and ifosfamide. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Concerns about the urine showing foaminess, although he does not have edema, excuse me, although he does not have evidence of low albumin, does have, however, edema, which probably is multifactorial, including his obesity. Doxorubicin has been associated to abnormalities with proteinuria, sometimes nephrotic syndrome, as well as renal failure. Depending on the type of doxorubicin, the pegylated has also been associated with micro thrombotic abnormalities. Ifosfamide is also a common nephrotoxin medications, usually causing abnormalities on tubular area as well as renal failure. In his case, I do not see evidence for potassium acid-base abnormalities, no evidence of SIADH. Next number, my other concern is about this low blood pressure. He denies any upper or lower gastrointestinal abnormalities or losses. He denies any use of diuretics. He is taking narcotics, which potentially can affect low blood pressure. My concern, however, is with one of two situations. Is he having polyuria as part of his chemotherapy exposure that he is compensating by drinking liquids? According to patient and wife, he drinks large amounts. He will collect one day 24-hour urine and tell me what is the value. Present sodium appears to be normal. Or related to compromise of his toxicity, cardiotoxicity from the doxorubicin, for what we are requesting a copy of the last echo, and if it's more than a year, there is one upcoming from the thyroid surgery that potentially can be done earlier. New blood tests will be requested. We will update urine sample, including protein creatinine ratio. We will update phosphorus for mineral bone abnormalities and PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, and we'll assess progression of the chronic kidney disease. They understand that the last three numbers over the last few months, it shows progression, and there is always a concern for potential reaching the point of dialysis. Dialysis is done for a person whose GFR is less than 15 and develops symptoms of uremia or severe volume overload that cannot be controlled by diet or diuretics. I will follow him with results, all questions answered, end of dictation.